talk live. The number is 855-450-3733. Head on over to freetalklive.com, the interactive website where you can view and post content. Other listeners will vote up or down your content, which will hopefully make it to the front page, meaning we are more likely to discuss it. Here with you tonight, it's Allie.
And Bradley.
And Mark. You know, if you want your content to make it to the front page, and if you want other people's content to make the front page, you need to go to the listen and share section. It's buttons right at the top, freetalklive.com, and you can vote on them there. I think it takes 3 votes to get them out of the queue. It keeps people from saying, you know, great prices on cheap golf equipment. You know, it keeps that post off of off the front page.
Well, that's where I go to find my show prep.
The golf equipment?
Yeah.
Yeah. FreeTalkLive.com. So we have been all over the... Thank you for that intro, by the way, Allie. We have
my
been all
pleasure.
Over the... I'm sorry, what's that?
I said my pleasure.
Yeah, great. But all over the board this evening. I've got a... I guess I can't call this video anything but Orwellian. It's from the city of Houston, and it's, you know, really well-produced video. It has the same kind of slick production that you might see from, you know, Hollywood stuff. It has the same silly stuff of beautiful women being, you know, ninja terrorists, too, as if that's what they're all about. But this video... It's one of these, you know, make the call is the name of it. It's about terrorism prevention. If you see somebody putting a bag down someplace.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, and I can see the point on the bag, but there's been a lot of really ludicrous incidents with putting bags down.
Like just a bag anywhere? Are we talking about at the airport?
Anywhere. This specifically, this was at a open cafe that the first little segment of the video said. It was a punk rock guy with a mohawk. He must have been one of those black box anarchists.
Why? I mean, all this stuff does is just get people worked up and afraid of everything.
Indeed, it does. But this guy left his bag. There was an incident here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they've been all over the country. But where a guy leaves a bag, and I guess it was a guy that had to be gone all day, and he had some beer in the bag, and he didn't want to bring it into court. It was out behind a courthouse, and they shut the whole courthouse down. There's cops swarming all over the place. Oh my God! Backpack.
Jesus. They seem to be making it very understandable for anyone who wants to avoid a court date that all they have to do is just leave a backpack outside and
create chaos around your town. Leave backpacks
not,
around.
Not legal advice.
Why not? Why not, you know, leave a set of instructions for people on how to just grind everything to a halt? I mean, this is insane.
Indeed. Indeed. I mean, you know, you could just bring the whole town to a screeching halt.
That would be a really funny skit, like someone trying to seem like a terrorist just to, like,
Mark, you could leave your fanny pack outside the local courthouse.
You know, they could have a lot of people.
Excuse me. That's your man bag, right?
That's right. My merce. It could have enough C4 in it. It could make something go kablooey. I don't know what you would do. I would just leave this in the car because you can't, you know, it's got a knife in it.
But don't you forget it? It's like a seatbelt. Like, it's just on. You know,
I certainly might. If I had to go in front of the courthouse, I'd have to go turn around. And take
security is security is important, but freaking out the entire populace is just the wrong way to go about it.
Let's go to Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you doing, boys? I wasn't calling about this, but you mentioned about the if you see something, say something.
Right.
Now they're training all our kids to wear backpacks, right?
Sure, big backpacks, giant backpacks that they can barely handle.
Yeah, that they can't even handle. All we need is one person to have an explosive in a backpack. They're going to be searching kids every time. So we got to search them and make sure their parents can set up a backpack, a gun with them or a bomb and to blow up their classroom.
Aren't they searching them now?
They are. I mean,
I've done it.
That's just a new level.
They have the cops in all over the schools, constantly checking people's lockers, people's backpacks. They I don't know if it's intentional or just really bad time management, managing that, but they make it so that the kids that everyone pays to send to these government schools are required, basically, to carry around, a whole library on their back.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The kids are getting conditioned that this type of treatment is, is okay.
It's a burden. It's for slave labor, but here's what I call about. People talk about welfare, right? You know what the new deal is? You go to any city county council in the name of development, right? We got a bunch of booze joints here in our town. Every one of them have tax abatements and incentives to come in and sell booze.
Is this in, like, the downtown area? Oftentimes they'll do this because the downtowns will, in many citizens, cities, are sort of daytime operations, and they want somebody in there in those parking spaces at night, basically.
But booze joints, there's no return on that. And what happens is, like, you go and have a martini for $12, well, the taxpayers are subsidizing $4 of that. So, you know, it's so stupid. You watch any city council meeting. Watch, I'll give you a good idea for...
Larry, an abatement isn't a subsidy.
Abatement, the TIF district. What do you think an abatement is? If they tell you you don't have to pay taxes on your business for 10 years, then you can go to the bank and get a loan on that money.
Absolutely, you can, sure.
Move your business out further. Our incentives, we have these things called TIF districts here, where they hold back part of the money and give it to people to come in and build their businesses. And some of the most wealthy corporations are down there doing the belly crawl begging. You watch the Indy Channel, Channel 16, during these budget talks that we're going to have. You'll
Is that
see
like your local public access kind of thing?
Coming in begging.
Yeah, I got you. I got you, Larry. But
on their knees. So we need to be quiet about poor people. The corporation are new poor.
I think I would absolutely agree with you that the first welfare we need to stop is corporate welfare because it's the ugliest of it.
That would include
one corporation came in and said, "Well, we've been in business for 150 years. We brag about that." Well, if you haven't been able to have your own money in 150 years, you need to go out of business. They were in there on their knees begging for, I think it was $20 million in an incentive package. And what they were going to do is put up some drug manufacturing plant, and the jobs wasn't going to come in until 2016. So, you know...
Larry, a lot of times what they're doing is that these corporations are, they're deciding where to build something. And they're picking all kinds of different places all over the country, and they're bidding those cities against each other for better scenarios for themselves.
That's what Walmart does.
I don't think the taxpayers should have to give these companies any money, but I'm not going to begrudge anybody getting a tax abatement. I want a tax abatement.
You can't do that. No, well, okay, tax abatement, but these are outrageous incentive packages that are being given out in bond issues. So, when you talk about that, you talk about a situation where the corporation is coming in out of control. There's no way we can compete with corporations.
I think you can't get the lawyers.
Should be that if you come to this space, if you can't make a profit here, then don't come.
Corporations own elections. Corporations own elections in the United States, especially after the Citizens United ruling that basically said corporations are people. Now,
the country has gone from of the people by the people for the people to of the lawyers by the lobbyists for the corporations.
Which,
really is what
if as shocking as this may sound, if you look up the definition of fascism, it's pretty close to what we have here in the United States. And I read a paper recently that said that the United States meets all the planks of the Communist Manifesto.
You said pretty close. Like in what way is it different? Are you willing to defend that?
I just was hoping that you would catch me on that and point that out.
I haven't found any difference. Personally,
there's some slight differences. We went through it years ago, but maybe it's worth doing again.
I'm sure it's all right in definition now. If you want to over it years ago.
Well, I think the Supreme Court was right when it issued that opinion that said the Citizens United case that said that corporations can speak because the First Amendment protects five things. One of them is freedom of speech. Corporations should be according to the Constitution, they should be able to speak. I would totally support changing the Constitution so they can't.
What does that mean? What do you mean? Like, what would corporations, how are they speaking?
Corporations are considered non-natural people as far as the law is concerned. So they're considered persons that basically, if you're a corporation, you're shielded from personal liability for your actions. This is why, companies can get away with turning funds into, turning towns into Superfund sites and no one goes to jail.
This is one thing that I'm interested in because I really don't understand this argument about limiting your liability. Like, why couldn't that exist in a free market? Why couldn't someone decide that, like, I want to start a business, but I don't want my family, my house, my car all on the line?
It totally could exist with an insurance company.
855-450-3733. Your comments are welcome here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down. And in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The show where you can take control. The number is 855-450-3733. Here with you is Allie.
And Bradley.
And Mark. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Thank you, Allie. And give you a chance to do a little introductions here. You know, Ian's away. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want. Woo!
When Ian's away, the mice will play.
I guess we're the mice. We, on the way out there, Allie, you were teasing the question of what, in a free market world, what would limited liability look like? And I guess we want to build a foundation for this.
Mm-hmm.
In a free market world, the government wouldn't create corporations. Because corporations are a government creation. People fill out the paperwork, they pay the money, the government says...
Well, are roads a government creation?
Roads are dirt and rocks piled up on the ground.
Right, so how are you going to claim that just because the government's all up in it doesn't mean that the government is the one to come up with this idea? Like, maybe it's a good idea that, you know, certain people can come out and decide, like, you know, I'll go into this, but I don't want everything to be on the line. I don't want to, like, I'll go share this business. People can be shareholders, but, you know, it would be fraudulent to claim that, you know, if the company got sued or something or was involved in some kind of dispute where someone claimed that, you know, my company owed them $1 million, but my company is only worth $100,000. Well, that doesn't mean they can, and like, make me their slave or take my kid's truck from him or whatever. All that I would want is that they can have whatever the business is worth, and that's it. You're not treading on my, personal income and everything like that. And people could know that up front, right?
Well, I think that you've touched on a bunch of different things here. So, well, you know, there's different types of liabilities when it comes into business, and one of those liabilities would be, say, investors going into the business. I don't think investors, you'd have a contract when somebody buys some stock in your business that says, look, the most, if we have to liquidate, our exit contract is, the most you're going to get is whatever the assets are of the business. You're not going to get my house or whatever. So you have a contract situation there, and you don't need this legal device called a corporation in order to get that.
But isn't that why most people get incorporated?
Well, because the reason that people get incorporated is in order to protect themselves against this precedent and depredations of the state as it exists today. We have a very litigious society where people believe that there's a 99% and a 1%. And if they think that your business has somehow put you into the 1%, a jury will come down on you like a ton of bricks because, you know, they see corporation, they see money.
That's part of the silly thing to me is, like, I see local businesses getting incorporated all the time. It's not just something that 1% does. It's like everyone's getting incorporated, and there's obviously some kind of advantage to it. So when I hear, you know, my friends and stuff dissing corporations, and I don't know if they mean it to be like there's something wrong with you if you decide to get incorporated as a business, but it almost starts to seem like that. And I think that there are advantages to being incorporated that aren't necessarily just someone saying, I don't want to be responsible for my actions. I think that, you know, business owners are more responsible for their own, like, market failures than people who don't own their own businesses anyway. So I could see why you would get incorporated based on the, like, legal land that people have to deal with.
Right. And existing in today's culture, I don't have any problem with people choosing to get incorporated. What I have a problem with is corporations allow people to duck responsibility in certain areas.
Exactly. I was just going to say there's nothing wrong with corporations, but there is a lot wrong when corporate America is able to, you know, Dr. Paul says you have to wonder why some corporations are willing to spend millions of dollars to get a candidate elected. And it's not just because I really like this guy's principles. That's not how the government works.
Let's take Vince in Indianapolis. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, it's Allie and
And Allie, Brad. I know.
Okay, just let you know.
I wanted to share something a little. It's kind of serious, but this lady was arrested in Pennsylvania. Oh. Attempting to try to, I guess, poison her husband with Visine.
Her husband was
not paying attention enough to her.
you can poison someone with Visine?
I've heard that you could put Visine in an alcoholic beverage, and that will knock them out.
Really?
Is like the date rape kind of situation. I don't know. Oh. Kids, I don't recommend this. You could kill somebody. I have no idea. This is just something that somebody's told me.
Well,
I'm going to try it.
Stop playing with your maggots.
Who are you going to rape, Allie? Vince, go on.
No, I just wanted to, you know, give you something a little funny and lighten up things. But I did want to say one thing. You know, you guys talk about the rule of law, and the meaning of rule of law is the ability to rule ourselves. And I don't think that's quite applicable these days, but because we don't hold it.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I see things like, I think there was a case out in California where the pension, what's called CalPERS, is pressuring cities not to file, trying to prevent them from filing bankruptcy.
Right.
Because they can't make their obligations to the police to fire pension plans and government pension plans like San Bernardino County. They'll have till September 1st to file for bankruptcy.
It looks like there might be a wave of bankruptcies out in California.
Well, yeah.
Municipal ones, too.
Yeah, that's right.
But they reported that they had 30 different cities last year, in Mission Viejo, that's San Diego, I think it is, and several cities outside of San Diego had considered filing for bankruptcy. So,
yeah, it's going to be very interesting. These municipalities, Spence, thank you for the call, have not prepared for they've been grasshoppers. We know that government's grasshoppers and not ants, right? Like, everybody knows that, and they haven't saved up any money. They're not prepared for the lean times. You know, they had all that money during the housing bubble. They were getting people's property taxes were going up, up, up. More money for the coffers of government. And then, when they made all these deals with these unions at that time, it looks like the sky's the limit as far as how much money we're going to get. And now it's time to pay the piper. And people had the expectation that their lives were going to be a certain way. These government bureaucrats that retire, they had contracts. And it's looking like these municipalities can't pay them.
Contracting with the authority that has the ability to change what the legal requirements of a contract are is a sure way to know that you're going into a contract that could be ruptured at any time.
It's easy for us to sit out here and say that, right? I mean, but these people had the expectation. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, but they had the expectation that their lives are going to be a certain way, and when expectations aren't met, people are usually upset.
That must be scary, working like in a government court and seeing them renege on all these agreements and like realizing like, wait, I have agreements with these people too. I hope they don't do the same thing to me at some point.
But the problem is that most people in that position don't. They think they're okay, and people working in government are like, oh, I'm all set, until the government turns on them, and that's when you have another person who's figured out that the government isn't all that it's cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the government will turn on you, and just ask a government employee. 855-450-3733. You got a story where the government reneged on you? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. I have no idea what that music is.
That's awesome music.
Are you trying to set the mood? Are you trying to set a different mood here, Mark?
I'm not sure what mood I'm trying to set.
I love it.
8-5-5. What is that song? You know that song?
Allie's dancing.
I was dancing.
You
the webcam is at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you can see Allie dancing at cam.freetalklive.com, no doubt. And you can give us a call at 855-450-3733 on the SACL toll-free call-in line. And bitcoins, I want to tell you about them real quick. Bitcoins are the, you know, the new online currency. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world without anybody being involved. You don't have any fees. They can't freeze your account. You can't be forced into a chargeback. You have complete control over your money. You know, a lot of times when it's, as an American, now the United States government has made it extraordinarily difficult to do business in other countries because banks don't want to take your money. They have to report to the government. If you've got more than $10,000 with them, they've got to report your business, in some other country.
An interesting thing that people should look into is the U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Asset Control. Just look them up on Wikipedia and look about what they do and what they can do with your money.
And, you know, I mean, if you can't hold your money in a bank, how are you going to hold it? Well, bitcoins is one way you can do it because you can keep it, you know, on your computer or you can keep it on the internet. It's a digital currency. And if you need to get bitcoins, you go to bitinstant.com. They've got more than 700,000 locations worldwide where you can go deposit money and you'll have it in your Bitcoin account before you get back. If you go to weusecoins.org, it's a great jumping off point to learn about bitcoins and, get the Bitcoin client. Weusecoins.org and bitinstant.com. Apparently that song was Rat-a-tat-tat by Nick Brace.
Oh, that's why
Nick
I like
Brace.
It. I love Rat-a-tat.
Okay. Is the name of the band Rat-a-tat-tat? Neck Brace is the name of the band?
Neck Brace?
The name of the band or the artist is Rat-a-tat.
Okay.
And I listen to his channel on popular radio thing. online all the time.
Popular Radio Thing. Is that popularradiothing.com?
It's Pandora.com.
As a Free Talk Live listener, I'm curious, like, did you just randomly send in new music beds just to spice things up?
It was probably
a
music bed for someone else, and it accidentally got put on the show.
No, Charles is our board op this evening. Charles is sort of the ace A1 board op.
Oh, GC and Charles.
Yeah, the one who handles things. And
maybe,
you know,
he just likes good music.
He's at this point, he's so good at being a board op, he has to have things to do.
Oh.
So he'll still jump in here and there.
Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Charles. Mix it up. Mix it up, Charles. Come on, mix it up.
So anyway, this article here that we were talking about, the Make the Call video that came from the city of Houston. It's a high-budget video. It's funded by the Department of Homeland Security. And among other things this video does is it says, watch out for people with cameras and recording devices. They've gotten so small that most of us seem to have one with us at all times.
Yeah, who doesn't have a camera on them?
It's not unusual for people to be taking pictures or video almost anywhere, but surveillance and information gathering is a common practice used by terrorists prior to an attack.
Of course. So, like, you couldn't just go on Google Earth and look at, in like, Google Street View and get all your pictures if you wanted.
Terrorists also sometimes wear hats and pants, and sometimes they use cell phones, and sometimes they drive cars.
Well,
so these are all suspicious activities.
I know a terrorist in Miami named that wears a fedora. Named Carlos Miller.
I believe he's actually writing this this particular article.
Oh, okay.
If they hang around for no apparent reason, ask inappropriate questions about schedules or the facility, or if they try to avoid security when approaching, make the call. The truth is, it's not common practice for terrorists to take photos or videos of their intended targets as security. Expert Bruce Schneier stated in his 2008 article, A War on Photography, the 9/11 terrorist didn't photograph anything. Nor did the London transport bombers, the Madrid subway bombers, or the liquid bombers arrested in 2006. Timothy McVeigh didn't photograph the Oklahoma City Federal Building. The Unabomber didn't photograph anything. Neither did shoe bomber Richard Reed. Photographs aren't being found amongst the papers of Palestinian suicide bombers. The IRA wasn't known for its photography. And even those manufactured terrorist plot the U.S. government likes to talk about, the Fort Dix terrorists, the JFK airport bombers, the Miami 7, the Lackawanna 6, no photography. The video, reminiscent of the 1950s Red Scare government-funded films, was uploaded to a DHS-funded City of Houston website on January 2011. And they spent a lot of money on this video. I can tell you by looking at the participants and the quality of the production and the acting in it, this is a big, expensive thing to do. Once the government's involved, it's already expensive.
The Ad Council must get, like, more resources than all the other agencies, because the government puts together some, like, seems like legit ads.
It's the propaganda machine.
Yeah, they do a good job with their propaganda. We should learn from them.
So anyway, it says here, 5 months after the Department of Homeland Security issued a directive informing federal officers that it is lawful to record federal buildings, but it barely went noticed, receiving just over 2,000 views in 17 months. But on August 6th, it was uploaded to a YouTube account under the username Run, Hide, Fight, which contains various government-funded fear-mongering videos in several languages, including a recent one on how to survive a mass shooting. It ended up in my Facebook page this morning. The video also encourages citizens and employees to call police in the event that somebody happens to leave a bag sitting behind at a restaurant, instead of just trying to yell out that, hey, that person in the case, they must have left their bag behind by accident. The second video geared towards employees included a restaurant and store workers as well as security guards was also uploaded in the Houston City-owned site, but that only received just over 400 views. I mean, these really expensive videos are getting fewer views than my son playing with his toys.
The government is just getting so ridiculous about this stuff. I mean, like, saying everything is a threat.
Well, it's not just that. They want to make you feel like somehow you're a hero for calling 911. They want to make you feel like, you know, going and telling teacher, which is just like the most common analogy I can think of, going and telling the authorities whenever anyone around you is acting differently or in any way, like in any way in your mind, not proper, or maybe you just don't like the person, but they make you feel like, you know, you see this lady leave a bag behind, and all of a sudden, you could be the hero.
Yep.
You could save everyone in
the mall. It gives the busybody something to do.
Yeah, and
but
it's
more
just wrong.
Importantly, it it absolves the police of responsibility, or the government of responsibility, in a lot of ways. Because here's what happens, you know, if you know, so many instances there have been, say, there's a dangerous man with a gun here, and the person will call in. The cops respond in the, you know, in the fashion that you'd respond to a dangerous man with a gun. Turns out it's a guy doing his grocery shopping, OP carrying at Costco.
That's why the dispatcher should be saying, what makes this man dangerous?
Understood. But then, but this is what happens, right? So, you know, a person just left a bomb in a backpack at a grocery store. Bam! You know, I mean, the cops are reacting like there's a bomb in a backpack. Rather than saying, hey, did you check and see whether perhaps somebody left their bag outside the store because they didn't want to bring the backpack inside? No, the person's already made the positive claim that there's a bomb. Why? Because they've been told by the government up to this point that you need to be careful of bombs and backpacks. Mm-hmm. And it's this kind of never-ending cycle of fascism.
So I have a question as far as, I don't always understand what the government's real incentives are. Like, sometimes I can point them out. But when it comes to these kinds of terrorist attacks, I understand that a lot of them are probably real terrorist attacks because the government killed a lot of people in its wars and just, you know, inadvertently too. And there's a lot of people who are mad at the government. And I don't think that terrorist attacks are the answer ever, but that a lot of people do react crazy in these situations. But how does the government really feel about terrorist attacks? Like, do they secretly thrive on them? Like, they hope it happens because then it can justify all the 1984
stuff?
The
government is a group. It doesn't feel anything.
Well, I mean, the people who benefit from government control, do they really, when they hear about these little incidents with these terrorists?
It's impossible to say what people feel. It, you know, what a person feels might be the case, but, you know, some of them think that this is, you know, this is great. It allows
us to
grow the
government. Well, it gets them more power in a lot of cases, or does it take power away from them? That's the real question.
I think that they have probably the best intentions.
The mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, wasn't he quoted saying, never let a good crisis go to waste?
I thought that was Clinton, Hillary Clinton. I could be wrong.
I could be wrong, too.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored Lending Alliance USA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides. Or for a consultation, call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
All here, 855-450. It's timeless, I guess, as the artist has subtract.
This is like Euro dance party.
Yeah. I feel like I feel a little high. 855-450-3733.
Music makes you high, Mark.
Yeah. So, manventureoutpost.com, you can go there and get name brand, you know, hunting, camping, shooting gear, survival gear, whatever you need, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever you need. They've got bow and arrows. You know, I was watching the Olympics, so that's pretty neat stuff. You know, something to get the kids into. ManVentureOutpost.com and get the best prices. And some are factors so low they can't be mentioned on the air. The manufacturers won't allow it. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to Christopher in Phoenix. Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I saw on Facebook that someone asked a question and asked a call in about do corporations benefit the economy? And I was just going to say that, like, we don't really even know what the economy would be like, you know, like, what is the economy, first off? And then I kind of think of it more like corporations own the economy, like the government in cooperation with corporations, like, you know, together they collectively kind of own the economy and make it what it is.
Yeah, they decide who can do business and who can't.
Well, the corporations own the government, and the government defines the economy, so...
Wait, do the corporations own the government, or does the government own the corporations, or is a symbiotic relationship?
I think it's, yeah, some kind of binary star thing. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the government makes rulings that corporations don't particularly like, but oftentimes they're involved in it. For instance, back in 1971, I think it was, the government made it so that tobacco companies couldn't advertise on radio or television. Now, that sounds like a terrible thing that tobacco companies would have said is awful, but really, they're competing for a group of people that are already buying cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So it was a benefit to them because now nobody gets to spend any money on tobacco ads on the radio. They wouldn't spend money on tobacco ads on the radio unless their competitors did, and they just had to be in the market in order to keep their market segment.
Big Tobacco has perpetrated a fraud on the American public, but they've only been able to get away with it because they've had support in government.
It's the truth. Christopher, anything else?
That's all I want to say.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. We might be able to sneak in. It depends on how things go with Jeremy in Philly. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the podcast from yesterday, and there was a discussion about changes to the Bible, and you had that one caller that called in that was discussing her faith, and you said that, you know, Jesus didn't so much as write his name on a cocktail napkin, and why weren't the Ten Commandments, you know, chiseled in stone on a mountain visible from space if, you know, God wanted us to see his message? And my question is, like, if Jesus did write his name on a cocktail napkin, and if God did leave, you know, tangible evidence, wouldn't that sort of reduce, or wouldn't that sort of go against the concept of free will? Because if the evidence was so strong and there was evidence left behind, like, a lot of people would look at that evidence and, like, wouldn't that sort of go against free will?
Yeah, I mean, like, I believe in the Flying Spaghetti Monster for the purpose that there's no proof. Like, if there was proof of this monster, I would never believe in him, but that's why.
I don't know what that means. Like,
wouldn't you want God to, like, wouldn't you want people to come through God through personal experience? Because God would say, hey, you trusted me. I just think personal experience and free will sort of is a good counter argument against, hey, against the cocktail napkin.
It might be the best argument, but I think that it still falls short because God isn't really testing you to see where you come in on as far as free will goes. I mean, what he's testing you for is eternal damnation in a fiery pit. We can't imagine for a second. If I taught my son not to touch things by clipping the ends of his fingers off with a pair of diagonal cutters, people would call me a homicidal maniac, but they believe that they call God faithful and loving and just for sending me to hell to burn in eternity, a far worse punishment than snipping off the ends of my son's fingers with tin snips.
For having a tattoo.
For whatever sin. I mean, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God is the claim.
God, I feel like I'm in church.
I've been there plenty of times. And so, you know, as far as free will goes, I mean, I'd like to have free will with having the facts.
Well, if the evidence for God was so provable, like, people wouldn't really, like, people would, it'd be like if you were in a trial and all the facts said the person was guilty, you wouldn't just say, oh, innocent.
Really? God wants to test me in this way, though, Jeremy? I mean, that's what God wants. He wants some people to go to hell because his evidence is so bad?
Well, wouldn't the evidence have to be left kind of bad for you to come to him, like?
So it would depend on what kind of, like, God you're talking about, because some people believe in a God, and it's not something that, the way they define God is not something that's provable. That's not the point, is to try to prove if he exists. But a lot of people that believe in the Bible, I'll say, the Bible makes a lot of claims that should be provable. It says a lot of things that you should be able to look up historically and see, wow, did a bunch of people notice that this guy was flying into space and, like, went up and down between heaven and hell? Like, did anyone witness this?
Was there a big supernova the 25th?
That's why it's called faith, though, isn't it? There's no evidence that any of... Well, then don't make claims that should be provable, should be, what is the word, look-upable, verifiable.
Verifiable, sure.
Like, don't make these claims that should be verifiable and believe in something when there's no verification for it. If you want to believe in a God that doesn't need proof for you to believe in him, then believe in that God. Don't believe in the Christian God.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate the call. I get very frustrated with the religious conversation because I believe in God. I just don't believe what the Bible says is true all around. I don't think that every dot and tittle of it is true.
That's how I feel.
And for me, what the worst part of it all is hell. Because to me, hell's a threat. A threat that if you don't do things the way I say that they're done, they should be done. And if you don't do them, you know, how I say, you're going to be damned eternally. I gotta say that that's a, you know, it's a horrifying thing to teach a youngster, especially some people with certain types of minds are going to dig into this and they're just going to reject it. A lot of people will teach hell as a way to prevent people from doing bad things. I've got a personal story, and I say it does the opposite. As a young person growing up, I was at the Sunday school. I went to a Christian school. My mother taught Sunday school. I was the average Christian kid. At about 16, I decided I don't believe this stuff anymore. That this just doesn't make any sense to me. Now, 16-year-olds are going to make whatever decisions they're going to make. They're adults. And so I came to that conclusion. Upon coming to that conclusion, because I had been taught that one should be good because one will go to hell if one isn't good, then my moral basis was blown away.
Have you ever seen the movie Ghost?
I did. I don't. Was that what happened there?
Well, yeah. I mean, do you know what I'm talking about, Ellie? Well, the movie Ghost is very, very. It ingrains the sense that these little black demons are going to come get you if you don't live your life well. And if you do live your life well, then you're going to go to heaven.
But where the white demons are,
and
whatever.
That's fine. But it's just like, yeah, I think people should live their lives well. But what bothers me is the arbitrariness of the little black demons are going to come if you sin and don't repent, even the smallest of the sins. It's like, it's so mm-hmm. disproportionate. How could a God that's fair and just do that?
That's one thing that's one of my pet peeves with religious people is they overuse the word sin. And I think if you're talking about hell and heaven, you better be very careful about how you use the word sin and what behaviors you describe as sinful. Because if you're going to say that being gay is a sin, then you have to be ready to define what that means. And a lot of Christians, if you ask them, what is sin? They don't know what to say. They don't even know what that means. All they know is that, like, in their mind, sin means God's mad at me. And, you know, I should feel guilty about behavior that the Bible says is a sin. But they need to be more careful about how they use the word, because it's a pretty harsh word to use to describe someone's behavior.
You know, sin is fine by me. To me, it's the threat of hell that really messes people up. And it messed me up as a kid. Anyway, it's been Mark with you.
And Bradley.
And Allie.
And we'll talk to you in 21 hours. You can go to Free Talk Live in the meantime. Share stories there. Vote on peoples. Vote them up, vote them down. It's freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.